Welcome to Amazon Legends, where we have real stories about making it big on Amazon. Our guests are CEOs of large companies and entrepreneurs who became power sellers. Also providers specializing in helping sellers, aggregators that acquire sellers, and former Amazonians will give us an insight from behind the scenes. Here is your host, Nick Urison.
Welcome to another episode of Amazon Legends. My guest today is his second appearance, and I'm so happy to have him. He's such a great conversationalist and always has interesting things to say, but more important, he's very knowledgeable. So you will remember him. He's a world citizen born in Naples, Italy, then up in Venezuela, and then lived in US, Canada, and currently lives in London, England. Yeah. And this is when you make jokes about it takes a rocket scientist to be successful at Amazon, because he is a rocket scientist. He was trained as an aerospace engineer, then became a seller. Now he got brainwashed because he grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. They said, "What are you doing? You know, designing rockets instead of becoming an entrepreneur." So today he's the CEO and founder of ecomsy.com, which is a full-service Amazon and Walmart agency. And he does a lot of traveling, Latin dance, dancing, being the kind of person he is. And also he's in the national team for paintball. So with that, everybody, meet my guest again, Vincenzo Toscano. Welcome to the show, Vincenzo.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. I appreciate your invite. It's definitely a pleasure for me to have a second appearance on your podcast. You know, I've been following your content for a while now. I think it's one of the top in the space. And it's definitely for me a privilege to be today here and, you know, share some of my knowledge and experience with your people. So let's see what we can do for them.
Oh, yes, exactly. So last time you were on the podcast, we started dissecting search query performance. And we came to the point where, you know, just to recap for my listeners, so what we're going to do in this episode is, what do you do with the information you see and when you do it? What to do and when to do it? That's what we're going to discuss, so that you can increase your sales. And when you increase your sales, you will increase by default your conversion rate.
That's right.
On the keywords that search query performance shows. Well, guess what happens when you have good sales velocity, good conversion on specific keywords? You rank up pretty high, and then that's where you really scale up. So now what we're going to do is, what are some things you can do based on what search query performance shows? And the section that we are interested in is, you have in the search query performance, you have impressions.
Yes.
And the impressions turn into clicks. So you have your share. So we've covered all that and how to improve. But once customers, or I should say buyers, are on your product detail page, now it's all about getting them to buy. And of course, buying happens in two stages. First, they add to cart, and then they purchase. So search query performance shows your cart ads out of how many people landed on the page, and then it shows purchases. So what we are going to discuss is, if you are experiencing poor performance with cart ad percentage and poor performance out of the cart ads purchase, what are some things you can do? Yeah. So with that, now the floor is yours. I'm going to keep jumping in, asking you the questions as usual. But go ahead, Vincenzo. What are some options?
Yeah. So first of all, you described that very clearly. I mean, with the search query performance report, I think the powerful thing is that you have access to things such as add to cart and purchases, which I think is game changer, because this happens at the keyword level. So you understand which keyword is bringing you what attribution in terms of the add to carts, and then basically which of these add to carts convert into a sell. What happens? Like, sometimes people say, yes, this data is amazing. I love the fact that I can see, you know, how many people have added my product to cart and had made a purchase, but how I actually affect the add to cart and purchases, because let's be honest, impressions and clicks, we can affect them. How we can affect them? Our strategies in terms of the PPC, what we do with our pricing, what we do with our images, which is that first impression that the client has and basically goes from an impression to a click and from click to add to cart. The issue happens is that once the product is on the cart, realistically, you don't have a lot of power in your hands anymore in terms of how you actually can allow them to go to the next stage, which is basically go from add to cart to then basically make a purchase. And because of that, we were basically brainstorming in the team in terms of how we actually start improving the add to cart to our clients, because this is a ton of money that is basically stuck there. And, you know, if you have your own website, you can always do retargeting with add to cart. You can send in an email. You can send in a pop on the website, an SMS. There are so many things. But Amazon realistically, until a few months back, didn't give you the option to basically retarget those clients. Now Amazon launched a brand new program, which is called the Brand Tailored Promotions. Okay. So for this one, first of all, that is very important that you understand this. To get access to the Brand Tailored Promotions, you need to have a basically brand registry. Okay, that's the number one thing. You must have brand registry to get access to this. And pretty much it's in beta phase, right? So it's something that basically rolled out the last 2-3 months. It's very new. And I wouldn't be surprised, because that has happened to some accounts. You're not going to see across all the accounts. But in the States specifically, most of the accounts should have this straight away. And the way you get access to this, you're going to go to your Seller Central account. You're going to go to advertising. And then in advertising, just under promotions, you're going to find brand tailored promotions. Okay. So once you get into there, you're going to have the option to basically select among all your brands, because you can have more than more brands within your Seller Central account. And you're also going to find that you have multiple ways to engage with your customer, because of course Amazon has realized that when it comes to retargeting, it's not only about add to cart, right? It's also about people that maybe follow you, people that is a repeated customer, people has seen your products. Basically, they want to give you as much control as possible within your data in terms of what is happening on your product details pages, because they have identified, and you know this, Nick, some of the things that people always complain about when it comes to Amazon is that you don't have control on the customer journey in some instances. Not like your website that you can be very clever with retargeting and all of that. Amazon's in some instances is a black box, right? And that's where basically they wanted to bring this to the table. And this is actually something that was also briefly touched on in Amazon Accelerator when I was in Seattle, in terms of things that also come in terms of offering more flexibility when it comes to retargeting. Now, I'm going to briefly mention some of the ones that you're going to find in here, but then I want to focus on the ones that I really feel move the needle. Okay. So the first one basically that you're going to find is something that is called at risk, right? Yeah. These are customers that basically have seen your products in the last couple of, they don't specify the timeline at this one, it's just called at risk. This one's usually within, usually most of these promotions, by the way, when they have a time frame, you're gonna find it on the title. It mentions 90 days or whatever is the time frame, which is gonna be the case for add to cards, abandoned add to cards. But in the case of risk, it's just customers that basically have seen your products, they have seen in the last 90 days, but they saw it only once, or they haven't really engaged with the page, and they allow you to retarget them. This one, I don't find it very useful, because usually people at risk is people that were just window shopping and they're not really engaged and no warm audiences. So I wouldn't test this on my first instance. Then you're going to encounter one called brand cart abandoners, right? The beautiful thing of this is that it goes back 90 days. I had a customer that went inside this. Just give me a guess. How many pros you think this guy had in terms of abandoned carts? When I give you the number, You're gonna say, wow, how much money he has left on the table. Give me a number, Nick.
200?
Crazy, the number. Higher.
Higher? Really?
Yeah, so actually the amount of abandoned cars, so I can tell you the numbers and you can buffer here. It was 87,000 orders abandoned.
Oh, you mean you're talking about, this is an Amazon seller.
They tell you how many orders, or let's say you're selling phone cases, 87,000 phone cases were in 87,000 accounts standing on the abandoned cart. right? They added to car, they never took action. Okay?
Oh
Imagine
my
that.
God. As you were talking, I logged in. I logged in. And everybody, if you are brand registered, you've got to do this. It doesn't cost any money. There's no approval or no nothing. It just appears on your screen. You just have to be primary user, right? So if you're not primary user, then you may need to be given permission to access
That's correct.
this. So that's
That's
something.
correct.
So log in with your primary user. You will see there are like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 10 different options. And each option right next to it in brackets, it shows how many.
Yeah, it gives you the answer. It's crazy.
I'm looking at one, it says 1901.
Yeah, imagine if only 10% of that redeems, and let's say your product is $30, how much extra revenue you get overnight.
Yeah.
So it's a game changer, and that goes back to the issue of the search query performance report, because the way usually you attack this is when you go down the funnel, which is you go from impressions, and usually it's go from higher to lower. You're gonna have impressions, then clicks lower, then add to cart lower, and then purchases lower. However, there are instances that is the other way around. So what happens? You go from low, medium impressions to higher clicks to higher add to carts, and then the purchases drop for some reason. It goes from very high add to cart, but people are not purchasing. Usually, this kind of behavior, and you're gonna find it sometime in the search query performance report, it means there is a pricing issue. It means people love your product. They are very ready to buy it, but when they add to cart and they compare most likely with the other add to cart they have been doing throughout the whole week. So this is $50, but look at me, other options have been scouting the whole week. This is 20. Why will I pay 50? And when they do that comparison, that's why you have that sudden sharp drop from add to cart to purchases, because on the cart, the Amazon show you the prices of all the pros they're adding to the cart. And that's where you need to attack, right? You need to attack like, this guy added to cart, so he already made his decision. The only reason why I'm losing this customer is because of pricing. And that's where you can come aggressively with brand tailored promotions and say, you know what, for all these 20, 10,000 people, 5,000 people, you name it, I'm going to tag them with a 10, 15, 20% coupon, which is money I didn't have on my table anyway. And now I'm bringing these people back to me and win the customer. It's very powerful and it's been working very well for us. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. And the fact that you actually see the number, do you know? I know this is new. So I've heard about this, I looked at it, but this is the first time I'm having an in-depth discussion with somebody. So my question is, when you add to your cart, you have different options. So you can add it to your cart and leave it there until you check out. Or you can add it to your cart and then save for later. And then you can add it to your cart and then later delete.
That's correct.
So I wonder what this is targeting.
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. And that's something we're trying to get the answer out of Amazon. From my understanding, add to cart, in terms of if you go deeper into the definition, because if you go there and you click what it means, add to cart, it said these are customers who were basically adding the product to cart. It doesn't then specify what happened within the add to cart. So I'm assuming once that person does the decision of adding the product to cart, then it's already considered an add to cart if they don't purchase, of course, because it basically got stuck at that stage, right? Because at the end of the day, even if you click save later, which I know what you mean, I do it as well, because then you want to buy some things and you want to remove some of that to make the purchase,
Yeah.
that's still the cart. It's just that they are temporarily on a holding position, but that page is still considered cart. In fact, and the way I can prove my point, sometimes I use Alexa a lot. And basically sometimes I'm cooking and Alexa say, oh, there's a 10, 15, 20%, which by the way, this brand tailor promotion, I know for a fact because we're doing some case studies and we're looking to release them to make this more public. But I'm sure this is also getting connected to Alexa because it's happened to me already a lot as a consumer. I'm cooking or whatever. And they say, oh, there's a new promotion for the pro you have on the car. They just released a 10% coupon. You want it to add, you want to buy it now, right? So basically, I think over time, even things such as Alexa are going to be more embedded into this. And just to prove my point to close to your question, the fact that Alexa sometimes give me recommendations of coupons of things that I don't have my card, I just have it saved for later, that already proved my point, that only the fact of having it there, regardless of buying now or saved later, is considered of a car abandoner.
I mean, the description says add it to cart in the last 90 days, but haven't purchased yet. So yeah, it could mean it's saved for later or it's in the cart. But either way, as probably they don't include the ones that add and then delete later.
So I think something that is very important to mention about this, because I'm sure people listening to this might have this question. Once you go and decide to move forward with this, you need to choose a discount. So an advice I will give you is make it a no-brainer, right? Don't go very lowball and do only 5% or something like that, because you need to make an impulse buy, right? You need to make it's already in the car, and why will I stop watching a series or a movie and because you send me a coupon to buy now? I need something that, make me stop and think and take action. So I will say, at least when we do this for our clients, we do at least 20% to be very aggressive. Something that you can do, though, you can limit the amount of budget on this campaign, because I know some clients will say, yeah, what if I do 20% these 10,000 people for some reason that it's difficult that it could happen. But imagine that all the 10,000 people want to buy, you get out of stock suddenly. So you also want to put a limiter, and Amazon allows you to do that. You can put a budget. And usually when it comes to budget, a good way of calculating, because I'm sure people may ask, okay, what budget usually I should use for my campaigns? I will take the average value of your brand or your product. I will multiply times the discount you want to do. So let's say your average price is $30. You want to multiply that times 10%. Then you want to multiply times the number of customers that Amazon is telling you. Let's say 100,000 to make math simple in terms of zero. So you have 10 times 10% times 100,000. And then you also need to multiply the redemption. How many people are going to redeem it? Based on my experience, the normal percentage is between 5 and 10%. Okay? 5 and 10% of these people are going to redeem it. So usually to be safe, you put 5%. So you with my numbers, 30 times 10% times 100,000 times 5%, that means you need a budget of around 15,000. Okay. So that's usually you want to calculate it, because if you go short on budget and then let's say you say, okay, I'm just gonna put $500 or 1,000, you may hit that limit very fast, and suddenly all that potential is wasted because you didn't put enough limiter to let the campaign run long enough, right? So I just wanted to mention this on the podcast, because I know this is something that people sometimes do a mistake. And don't worry about putting sometimes a budget too small, actually too big, because you can always go in and edit it after 6 hours the campaign goes live. So you can always then go back, increase the budget, reduce it, or kill it, just very similar as you do with vouchers. So just wanted to bring that forward.
No, I mean, that's a very important point. So there's something about discount. Also, be careful because some people are very smart. They may add hundreds and hundreds of pieces of your product to the cart, all for the intention to be targeted by this new campaign. And of course, the new campaign. This campaign does not have any limitations on the quantity. It's whatever is in the cart. So at that point, if you offer like 30%, 40%, 50%, by the way, the maximum is apparently 50%. Minimum is 10, maximum 50%. So let's say that you are being so generous and you're looking at the numbers. Oh my God, if I get 30% of these people, so you offer really, and you may have good margins or you may have too much stock, whatever. Then somebody may end up becoming a reseller on the very listing you are selling.
He basically is gonna hijack your listing.
Exactly. Be careful with the quantities and be careful with the discount rates. So I agree with you. It has to be no-brainer. People, if you offer 5%, nobody's going to care. But it has to be a reasonable number.
Yeah, and you can also limit, you can also limit the coupon to only one person. So make sure you mention you tick that box. And another thing that's very important, I saw people doing this mistake, is make sure that you don't have other promotions going on because this can be stacked. I had a client that he did a tailor. He forgot he had another 10 coupon going on. He also got some multiple purchases coupon, and there were people that were combining all of them, and some people are getting the pro for cents on the dollar, right? So make sure you take that into consideration because they can be stacked, they are not exclusive, and people can combine all of them at checkout, which can be very dangerous there.
I remember in a movie, this person has like $1,900. That's what the bill came to, and it's a cash register. It's a big market. $1,900, a lot of cards, and then she brings out these coupons. She ends up paying something like $98. The rest was all coupons. So you don't want that to happen to you. So on this brand card abandoners, so that's what they call it, brand card abandoners. There is the limit for redemption per customer is set to one, but that budget is an interesting one. So budget is basically how much do you want to give away in
Exactly.
total discounts? That's what that is.
That's
So
correct.
you just have to be careful how much you are offering, and of course, when you see the number of customers you have, that's a good thing, but you don't know what they purchase from you, right? You don't know the item, you don't know the price, you don't know anything. So if you are selling items that are at different price points, you're not going to really know. So something definitely take into account. If most of your items are similar price points, then it's easy. You know what this means. So the question that immediately comes to me is, so let's say that you run this campaign and I have something in my cart and it's going to come to me and say, here, look, buy, complete your purchase and get 15% off. So I make the purchase, and now the next thing that happens is I go buy again. Now I have something new. Do I get targeted again, or is it one time?
Yeah, so basically, because this is a 90-day window, usually the 90 days is dynamic. It moves like from today, let's say tomorrow, one day is going to be lost 90 days back. So from tomorrow is going to be 18 to 18, then 19 to 19, 90 days back. So yes, the data keeps constantly updating. In fact, you're going to see if you constantly check this page, the number is going to change. Okay, so it's dynamic. When it comes to the person, if let's say the person buy once, add to cart, and then you convert, and he does the same next day, and then the new bracket of timeline gets into that person into the timeline again. Yes, that's gonna be counted again because another day Amazon is only seeing actions. It doesn't care about clients as a whole. It's just about how many people is taking an action on your account. So that's a actually thinking about this point. I definitely can see if people is very smart, you could be clever and only add the pro to cart and waiting to be retargeted. That's something I'm sure some people might do. But let's be honest, most consumers out there, they don't even know this exists. They think these promotions come out of Amazon or it's a one-time thing. It's like I'm pretty sure like, and this is something funny because I know now how retargeting works. It's like sometimes when, let's say the other day I wanted to start watching Paramount Plus. It's like a Netflix, right? And so I don't need Paramount Plus. I'm just gonna create a free account and I'm just gonna wait for them to retarget me with a welcome offer, right? And it's like that, because all these companies they do that all retargeting, and I think people might become clever the same with this. Like they might say, I'm gonna add it to cart, and I do this on Amazon all the time. I add pros to cart until they hit me with Alexa discount or anything, and then that's when I buy because I know a lot of people do that, and you can be clever and save some money. So if you're listening to this and you also want some tips about how to save money on Amazon, do that. Add pros to cart and wait until they retarget
Really?
you.
Well, I don't do that on Amazon, but I do it
Yeah.
on other websites. Usually I put something in the cart and then I close the browser. On this particular type, these campaigns are time specific.
That's
So
correct.
what that means is it has a start date and an end date. So you could have multiple campaigns running at the same time with different discount rates, with different start and end dates. And during that time, one person can only redeem once. They don't let the same person. So, in other words, if somebody makes a purchase, if somebody adds to their cart and they don't make the purchase, and then they are targeted, and then they use the discount, and then they make another addition to their cart, still within 90 days, that's it, they're done within that campaign. So, you would have to have another campaign running through which they didn't claim anything.
Yeah, I need
That's the way
to
it is.
specify something as well that if you have two tailored audiences running at the same time, like add to cart and then a risk clients or top a top tier, you have also, I'm gonna name them also, people is aware of them. So you have abandoned cars, you have at risk, you have brand followers, which brand followers is also very powerful for some of our brands that have a big influencer activity, Amazon Live and that kind of stuff. Then you have high spend customers, which these for clients that sell very high end ticket products is very powerful. You have potential new customers, promising customers, recent customers, repeat customers and top tier customers. So the reason why I wanted to mention all of them is because you may fall into the situation where you're doing more than once. And Amazon's explicitly explains that yes, audiences can get overlapped. That means you can have the same person on abandoned cars audience than in potential new customers or in recent customers. However, they cannot be stacked if it's the same product. They can only be stacked with promotion outside of brand tailored. So let's say the person gets a promotion from abandoned cars, they also get a promotion from a promising or and also potential new customers. He can only apply one of them at checkout. However, because this is also another important thing, because the tailored promotion is at the brand level, under the brand, you may have multiple SKUs. So this applies to different SKUs all at once. So what may happen, which yes, in this case, he can apply multiple discounts, is let's say you're selling a water bottle and you're selling a cup, and just and one of he received a promotion from abandoned carts to the cup because he put the cup on the abandoned cart. He also get another tailor promotion as a basically a brand follower because he also a follower brand, or also as a potential new customer because he only saw the listing of the water bottle but he didn't take action. He can apply one tailor promotion to one product and one to another one because it's different SKUs, so they don't get stuck, but he gets twice the promotion. So basically, in conclusion, they cannot get stuck if it's the same product. However, if you have a product with multiple products, you could have a client that if you do multiple audiences at once and he hits a lot of that criteria, he can get multiple discounts for all your SKUs. So that's important.
I have a question for my listeners. Are you experiencing cash flow challenges with your Amazon business? Well, silly question. Who is not, right? So let me introduce you to Viably, a unique solution tailored for Amazon sellers and e-commerce enterprises. By connecting your Seller Central or Shopify account, you can promptly access funding along with a variety of financial tools, all for a flat fee. It's as simple as that. And for my listeners, they are offering an extra $1,500 in funding for eligible applications. Start your quick and easy application today at runviably.com/legends. And that's runviably.com/legends. So now my next question is really a bit of a technical detail, but it makes a big difference because, as you know, everything is about conversion rate.
Yes.
So the scenario we're talking about is somebody came to your, they did their search, either sponsored product or otherwise, and they landed on your product detail page. And they hit add to cart
Yes.
and never purchased it. That gets registered as sessions. It's one session. When you look at your reports, your performance reports, or business reports, to see what your traffic is, what your conversion is, you are going to see one session, zero conversion.
Yes.
Within that 90-day time frame, they make the purchase. What happens to the conversion? Where is that registered?
So, okay, I see your point. Interesting. So, if you have a session, okay, let's say somebody, yeah, as you mentioned, somebody clicks, make a session, but it's no conversion. Because let's say you go to the business report and you look at last 30 days, or let's say last 7 days, last 7 days, and you see, and that moment on time, I think that this is the important thing. I need to double check this, and of course I can then confirm it, but I'm pretty sure this is how it works. It's like, if you go to a business report, you look at last 7 days and you have access to sessions and conversions. In that moment of time, let's say right now, 7:30 UK time, I go to a business report and run that, it's going to tell me in that instance if the conversion happened when I'm looking right now or not. What does it mean? It means like, if I run a tailor promotion tomorrow, and right now it's telling me one session, zero conversion, but tomorrow I run that retargeting and the conversion happens, tomorrow or 2 days from now, when I check again, it should say one session, one conversion, because you still need to wait 72 hours for attribution time. So I'm pretty sure that's how it should be. I never encountered a person asking me that before, and it's a very clever question, but I'm sure that when you see a report on Amazon, that's why we always say to clients, I'm pretty sure you do this all the time, you need to wait 72 hours for attribution, is because of that delay sometimes in data. So I'm pretty sure that it's on the moment you see the report. So in the moment you're seeing the report, you didn't run the tailor promotion yet and the conversion didn't happen, it's going to show a zero. But if you run tomorrow and then you check again on Saturday and the conversion did happen, the business report is going to go one session, one conversion. Yeah.
So I'm here to confirm something. As you know, we've got a platform and our source is business reports, and we fetch it at child SKU level. So when we built an early version of this platform, we were doing this manually. We just wanted to prove the concept. So we will download the data for each calendar day and then upload it into our system. To see how it would work. And so manual download each calendar. It's not big deal. One download, one upload. That's all it was per subscriber.
Yeah.
So then business reports became available through the API. We implemented it. So now it's all automated. So about 3 months ago now, we started to audit the numbers.
Okay.
And guess what? Our numbers never match business reports or Seller Central.
No, never.
And guess what was always different? Sessions were always the same, but the number of orders, unit sales, and the ordered product sales, they were always different. So we discovered that Amazon was going back and changing the numbers.
In a good way or in a bad way, you think?
In a good way. I mean, in a good way, because there is no other way to do this, because there is no more visit back to the product page, right? So what are you going to register there? The session has already been registered. You have already the click, so to speak. And of course, it was already registered in the search query performance as a cart ad for that week, but the purchase didn't happen.
Exactly.
So when the purchase finally does happen, what is the impact? It's the units ordered, or the product sales. So those are the ones. If it's B2B, of course, that changes also.
Yeah.
So those are the things. So I can tell you that with 100% certainty, what I did not know was how many days can they go back? And we now know it's 90 days.
Yeah.
So this actually
So
presents a problem for SaaS companies because you have to fetch the data every day for the last 90 days.
to save it. Yeah, I know. I know. So, I mean, that's good that you confirmed this to me, because if I'm not mistaken, it means like my reasoning was correct. So that's good.
Yes.
Because I always thought I knew that from a file, and we see that on our reporting as well. Like, you can have X amount of conversions today and orders, and you check again on Saturday, it's different the number. It takes time to clean the data, yeah, and goes back.
Yeah. Now, this presents another issue for another report. That's the search query performance. Search query performance, if you are like so hot on search query performance, and you're really using it, and then you've done your thing about, downloading and setting up the whole visualization and blah, blah. Don't think that that's absolute data, because it's available weekly and monthly. So whatever you've downloaded today may in fact be different tomorrow for the same week, because some people may take advantage of this campaign and make purchases. Then, of course, it's going to have a different purchase rate. Cart ad will stay the same, but the purchase rate will change.
I
So,
totally on board with you. I mean, it's something that even when we go and look at the search query performance, I'm gonna use this point to mention a tip. When you look at the reporting range, guys, I never do weekly. It's gambling. I never do weekly. I will do at least monthly, and if you can, which we think is the most reliable, you do quarterly. Because it goes back to what you said. You're basically making sure that you give enough time, especially quarterly, that you have more than 1 month, and the data is already consolidated, right? And weekly, it can be this week one keyword was super performing, and next week it doesn't. So have
yeah.
enough big ranges of data to make a decision, right? And small samples, yeah.
Now we are, since we are talking about reports and data that you receive from Seller Central, another thing came up a couple of weeks ago with someone I was talking to. So I like the business reports. I like the business reports at child ASIN level because it gives you everything.
Everything.
And I like to look at it and use it in different ways. So when I was having that discussion, they said, "Oh, don't look at the business report. Nobody looks at the business reports. The data is BS." I said, "Why is that?" "Well, if you really want to know how many orders you received, don't look at the business report. Business report doesn't tell you." So I take issue with claims like that, because unless somebody is specific about why, then I don't accept it at its face value. So what happened was, it took us about an hour and a half. But I said, "Okay, we are going to now compare." So we downloaded. So this is anybody listening. If you really want to know your real numbers, you can look at the business reports and it will give you everything. But this is what you need to know. There are several order statuses. So if you download your orders report, it's going to give you everything. You have orders that are canceled, it's going to be there. You have orders that are shipped, it will be there. There are orders that are pending, it will be there. And also, there are orders that are inbound orders,
Exactly.
removal orders. They also get posted. So, orders reports show everything. But you know what business reports show? Business reports only show, I think it's called ordered. Yeah, it's called ordered and shipped. It includes the pending orders as well, because they know that unless it's canceled, it's
It's gonna
going to be
happen.
shipped. So they include in the conversion. But guess what happens if it's canceled? They go back and change the business report. So this is something that is always important to know, what is included in the data, because the devil is in the detail. And it's important. So I have another question for you, Vincenzo. I want to know what your experience is, if any, or what your take is. Now, it's one thing to run this campaign, But no campaign is going to tell you anything unless you can measure the results of it. So how do you measure the results of this brand card abandoners campaign or any other campaign for that matter that here?
Yeah, so basically when you start running these campaigns, Amazon is going to give you metrics about what is happening with that campaign, okay? So it's going to basically just very similar to what happens with vouchers, which you have access to how many people have redeemed it and so on. The same happens here, right? So the first thing that you have to consider with this kind of promotion is that once you create your initial promotion, you're going to have a different status, right? You're going to have the running status, which means it's already running. Then you have the completed, which means you already reached the budget or it's already been concluded. You have scheduled, which means it's going to go live tomorrow or in the next few days. You have cancel, which means midway you decide to cancel. Then you have pending, which means usually the first few hours is going to show as pending. And then you have fail, which is sometimes an issue. You have inventory or stuff like that. So once you launch it, you're going to have a new dashboard. And in the dashboard, you're going to have the brand, the product name, which is basically the action of the campaign. You have the audience, the status, and then you have the discount, okay? The discount can always, you can always click on the edit button. And when you click on the edit button, the only thing you can change is going to be the budget, which is what I went back, and also the end date. You can always keep extending this over and over. So be mindful of that. Don't worry if you don't put a very high enough budget, you're going to change it. You can. The only thing you can't change is the discount. So very important, if you change your mind, cancel and create a new one. And then on the other dashboard, which answers your question, it tells you redemptions and it tells you sales. Redemptions has nothing to do with sales. Redemption, somebody clicking, adding the promotion to the cart, the same as voucher, they redeem it. Buy doesn't tell you how many sales basically has generated. And the way basically you calculate the how effective this is based on the amount of redemptions and the amount of sales. You then calculate the percentage, I guess, against the size of the audience. And if the percentage above standards, which is between 5 and 10%, that means you're having a good conversion there and people is really engaging with your promotion. If you're having something very low, like lower than 2%, that means either, actually not either, most of the time the promotion is not high enough. So cancel it and launch one with a higher coupon. And that's how you measure your success and basically adapt from it. Yeah.
How about the source? When I say the source, some of those orders, pending orders, let's say, call them pending orders in the cart, came from sponsored product ads. Some came organically. So I'm assuming that when the purchase is completed, the advertising reports will also change, right?
Yeah, I was thinking because I actually remember on the PPC meeting, because we had some data that when going back to the PPC report, we saw a discrepancy. And yes, remember that the PPC has also an attribution window that it goes back in time and basically the same as business report, it will update. So yes, if it's coming from ads and basically then you retarget, that sale is going to be attributed to the keyword that sale came from. However, remember when it comes to attribution with ads, it has a limit as well. So it's not like, let's say somebody click on the ad 85 days ago, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be attributed to that keyword. However, if it's within the time frame of 14 days, okay, between 40 and 30 days, usually it should be attributed to that specific keyword. Yeah.
So either way, it's going to show up in the business reports for that.
Yes.
Whenever the purchase.
For the business, regardless. The business regardless, but the ads, not, because the ads has a limit until how far you can attribute that to a specific ad. Because otherwise, you could have a campaign last year running for a queue and then, yes, so it's going to be attributed to January last year. No, it has a limit, basically. Yeah.
And what is the limit on the ads?
So the attribution for the ads, from my understanding, is in this case, 60 days. Yes, which is how far you can go with the reports. If you go more than 60, as I said, day 85, most likely,
yeah,
is it gonna be only on the business report? Yeah.
So if somebody sees a sponsored product ad, clicks on it, adds to their cart, they don't purchase, and then you have this campaign running for abandoned cards. Within, say, 3 weeks, during those 3 weeks, when you go check your advertising reports, you're not going to see good, it's called ROI, good ROI on that ad spend. But as soon as people make purchases from this campaign claiming their discounts, then your ROI will go up, right? It will get better. And at the same time, your business reports during those 3 weeks will show no activity as far as purchase, as far as conversion rate, ordered product, unit sales will not show anything for these items sitting in the cart. But the minute that the purchase is completed, the reports will refresh.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, to make a correction here, because I'm just remember clarifying the 60 days. So the 60 days is how far you can go back in data when it comes to ads. But actually, remember the discussion I had with the team is actually attribution of ads is 14 days, actually.
So in 14 days, you paid $1 for the click. It came to the product page. They added to cart. For 14 days, it's not going to show any, your ROAS will be zero on that one click. And within that 14 days, this campaign targets them, then your ROAS will be 100%. However, 14 days later, if they don't complete the purchase within 14 days, but this campaign goes up to 90, then your ROAS will show zero.
Zero on that.
Reports will show conversion on that one click.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
So it's going to look like an organic sale.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, yes, the ads is basically usually going to stay within the window 7 to 14 days, as I initially mentioned. And unfortunately, somebody does that within 14 days, but then for some reason, he clicked within that 14-day period. But when you did a retargeting, you did it 30, 40 days down the line. Is going to show in the business report, the conversion is going to get updated as we're just having this conversation. But within the ad advertising platform, if you go and look for that specific click, the click can say one click, zero sales. It's not going to be attributed because the window unfortunately passed.
You really cannot do anything by downloading reports.
No.
You have to have automation that's constantly refreshing the data, because if you have access to accurate data, that's key, right?
Yeah, super important. That's why the 60 day, this is something that for our clients, we always have the 60 days downloaded. Every 60 days, we download all the reports because unfortunately, after 60 days, you lose all that data. And especially for big accounts, imagine losing 60 days of data in PPC. That's a ton of keywords and clicks and conversion that is money. You basically pay for having access to that. So as an advice, always make sure that you basically download your reports as far as possible back in the past, because I mean, that's money, otherwise you're leaving it on the table, because all those clicks you pay, the CPC and everything, if you, let's say right now in October, if you didn't do this in June, right? I don't know what you did with June in terms of your search terms and everything. That's wasted data. So, yeah.
I mean, the challenge I see here is, first of all the reports expire. When I say expire, it's no longer available to download. So you have to download them. But even downloading them, because some of the data, I agree with you on the search query performance. You have to look at it really weekly. You can look at it, but really to do it meaningful work, it has to be monthly. But some data, like business reports, it's key to download it daily. You need to look at daily movements, but it's no longer, okay, download it daily. They make it available for 2 years. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that you can just go in today, download the last 2 years, let's say, and then you're done. No, you're not done. Every day, you need to be re-downloading it because they are changing the data all the time, right?
I mean, there is a way around this. If you want to have a look at more than 60 days, what you can do, if you go on your PPC dashboard, you can just basically click, and this depends on how big is the account. So if this is an account, let's say that started in January, this trick would apply because it's not crazy amount of data. You can change the window time to lifetime in terms of the data range, and you can manually go inside each campaign and look at it. You have to do it manually. You cannot download it. You can download it within the campaign. You can export it, but you cannot download it as a report. But if you have an account that sometimes they come to us, an account that's been open since 2014, that's the only trick. If your account has been open, it's only been open 6 months to 1 year, you can do that trick for lifetime. And you know, it's still relevant. 6 months to 1 year is still relevant. But more than that, I would say unfortunately, only focus on the last 2 months.
Look, this is an issue. And also, by the way, let's assume that you download every day for the last 2 years, every day for the last 6 days, every day. Christ. Let's assume you do that. I mean, who's gonna do the updating and the storage? Yeah. This is not something you can just easily manage. So what I'm getting at is you really need a solution for this. You can't just do it's this by doing it yourself with Excel or Google Sheets or anything like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very valuable. Now, everybody must go check out these brand tailored campaigns because there's like 10 of them. And I'm just looking at my dashboard for one of my clients and potential new customers is showing a huge number. You can target those. And most of them, well, I should say, they will become available when you qualify. So it's not right off the bat. So if you go to that page and nothing is available, don't be surprised because
you're going to get there.
Yeah, you're going to get there. You just have to keep up with your operations. But it's unbelievable the kind of stuff they have. And I can see the value of this. It's a must.
Yeah. Correct.
You know, I want to share this with you. And remind the audience, we had a gentleman, his name was, I believe, John McDonald. So anybody listening, check out the episode with John McDonald. What they do is they have heat maps for product detail page that tell you what helps conversion and what does not. You can improve your conversion rate by using their heat map tool.
Yeah, because you know where people is looking, basically.
How do you use it? It's very simple. If you know where on your page people are looking the most, that's where you would put the information that will help you convert. So these are all things. I mean,
small things here, there, and here, and it's like it makes a difference, you know.
You know what? I believe it or not, on Sunday I was having a business discussion with somebody and they were looking to become a seller. So my advice was, do you have enough money? And I said, oh yeah, yeah, I have. I said, okay, do you know how much money you're going to need? Not how much to start with, but how much money you're going to need. Look ahead when you ramp up. What are you going to do? And you need to be able to calculate that. So the point that I'm getting at is, in your first month, for every dollar you spend, you're not going to get a very good return on that in sales. So we usually say 1-to-1, right?
Yeah.
So for every dollar you spend, $1 back. Then on month two, for every dollar you spend, get $2 back. And then it starts to get better and better. Now, we did the math for a $50 item at a 20% margin for the landed cost, which is a very good number, as you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they receive 1,000 orders. 100 orders, I don't remember the exact number, but nothing big deal. The numbers were like, they don't see the cash for like 8 months.
Wow.
Because of conversion. Because people don't convert. And as a result, how are you going to finance it? Out of your sales. So by the time you have to pay for the merchandise and then you have to keep replenishing. So That calculation is always a big deal calculation.
Conversion is king. I say this to all the time to people. It's not about how much money you put into this, because the solution is not just putting more money into ads and all of that. It's about how that traffic you're sending to your product converts. You could have the best product out there, but if you don't clearly outline that across your copy, across your images, A plus content, videos, and price it correctly. Because another thing is people need to be realistic. Sometimes I speak to people and I say, I want to sell a water bottle. Okay. But my water bottle is going to be $100 on the market at the average $10. And then you ask them why. I know, because I think people is interested into a water bottle made out of marble or that comes out of a specific island in the middle of the Caribbean. It's like, we need to be realistic sometimes that I know some people want to also be that premium and all of that, but sometimes that's also a big mistake I see all the time. Like, people focus too much on their passion and want the thing people would actually want, but they don't do the proper keyword research and market research. And my last advice is start analyzing more, not only your competition in terms of what they're selling, but something I'm pretty sure you're seeing a lot in the space is analyzing reviews. In terms of your competitors, that's the answer altogether. In fact, if you go to Amazon, and this is another thing to the Product Opportunity Explorer,
Right.
now there's a new thing called Customer Reviews Insight. And basically, Amazon now, and this was also announced in Amazon Accelerate in Seattle, they do the work for you. It tells you what people is complaining about, what is the top topic about people is talking about on that review. And basically tells you how many times it's mentioned, and basically does the market research for you. So make sure you do that, because if you don't, you're gonna struggle with conversions. And if you struggle with conversions, I will be speaking all this episode.
It starts with pricing. Pricing is, people come to me and say, okay, we wanna sell this. Our competition is selling it for $30. We can make it $24.95 and offer better value. Be careful, because look how easily we advocated offering 15% discount, right? So 15% here, 15% to Amazon,
That's it.
15% for your fulfillment. Okay, so there's only so much money to go around. You still have to buy the merchandise. So be careful with your pricing. So those low prices, discounts don't matter anymore. The percentages don't matter anymore, because you still have to give so much in terms of dollars. So that's why the first thing we do is I put them on the drawing board. Okay, we're going to have to recreate the merchandising of this. So don't sell singles, create packs. And the thing about packs is Amazon will display the unit price. And if you make up a pack of, let's say, for example, your competition is selling it for, I don't know, $15. And you create a three pack and call it $30. Then they're going to say $10 a unit. So you are already 50% less, but you know where you save a lot of money when you create these packs is FBA fee. Because if it's a small item, it will still fit
It's
into
a
the
fixed
same.
fee. It's a fixed fee.
And so that means your competition will have to sell it three times to make the money that you will be making. Pricing is everything. And I mean, really, it all comes down to numbers. You have to know what you're doing in terms of business model, your revenue model, and then you're gonna be the student of all these reports for one reason and one reason only, and to get your conversion up.
That's right.
Well, so we covered your life story, Vincenzo. I don't want to repeat it. So for everybody, I urge you to go listen to
Thank
the
you.
first episode, Vincenzo's Life. It's amazing. He's like well traveled, and even before we started recording, he was telling me how many countries he traveled in the last few weeks
Crazy.
alone. So he's always on the road. So tell us, Vincenzo, how can people reach you again?
Yeah, so you can find me on all the social media channels as Vincenzo Toscano. Feel free to DM me and ask any questions, Amazon and Walmart related. And when it comes to the agency, you can also find us at ecomc.com, where, as Nick was mentioning, we do full account management for Amazon and Walmart brands. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. This was
It's been a
another
pleasure.
great one. And it's great to have you. Thank you, Vincenzo.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate the opportunity.
Before I go, a quick reminder to say goodbye to your cash flow problems and claim your extra $1,500 when you qualify for $25,000 or more in funding. Go to www.runviably.com/legends and start your application today. This brings us to the end of another episode, and I'll see you on the next one.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the episode, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it too.